You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
So Hollywood in history is marked by a lot of directors and actors picking different projects because of time. Tim Miller traded up Sonic the Hedgehog to direct this movie. I wonder how history is going to look back on that one.
Well, it probably won't be able to look back because in a couple minutes, someone is going to come from the future really, really fast and kill him. And then a female Tim Miller will appear and will direct the Terminator movie.
What? Anyway.
I was following that for like two sentences.
I was like, oh boy, where's this bit going? Nowhere. Got it. Okay, let's start with the review. So, we are reviewing Terminator Dark Fate today. They weren't able to get a screener for Highly Suspect Reviews, so the screener squad decided to take it up on it, and because apparently nobody else wants to watch a fucking other Terminator movie after the last 20 years of garbage Terminator fucking movies. But we decided we would take the bullet and actually check out if this is any good. The best way to kind of, I guess, give a quick synopsis of the movie? But before I do that, let's introduce who the hell's on this review. You've heard me on a lot of stuff, almost as much stuff as Justin. My name is Alan. You heard me on Eye on the Prize, The Final Days of Gotham, and Game of Thrones. You've heard me on all sorts of suspect reviews, but I'm not here alone. I got an entire crew with me to help defeat these Terminators. Julian, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Julian. Like you said, I'm here to tell you all the truth and calm down these fanboys.
Alrighty then. I'm also here with Max. Tell them about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Max. I'm pretty new to the screener squad. But I've been doing it for like 3 or 4 months at this point, and I'm also here to quiet down the fanboys.
Alrighty then. Last but not least, Daniel.
Hey, it's Robo Doggett.
And, I'm not calling you Doggett.
I am here to defend this movie, I suppose.
It feels like to a certain degree we all kind of are. And yeah, so I'll give a quick synopsis of Terminator Dark Fate. Basically, a Terminator is trying to kill... Basically, a Terminator is going after this woman, and there's people that are sent back to protect her, and it just turns into a giant chase... Essentially a giant chase movie in which a Terminator from the future is trying to kill this young woman. And Linda Hamilton and a bunch of other people are trying to protect her to save her because she's responsible for the human resistance in the future. If that sounds familiar, congratulations. I described the Terminator series. That it doesn't really do anything different from any given Terminator movie. But I think that after the last three, we kind of need something to go back to basics of what made Terminator 1 and 2 good.
I was going
to
say, you don't think this movie's that different from Terminator Salvation? I was going to be like,
Yeah, you know how it's better than Terminator Salvation? It's good. Terminator Salvation, in my opinion, is the worst Terminator movie.
Genesis is one of the most unwatchable movies I've ever seen, but go ahead.
No, you could. But yeah, I'll just go into my quick thoughts. I think that this movie, right off the gate, it hits the ground running. As soon as the movie starts, it's not going to sit there and try to do some like long-winded speech. It just goes right into everything you need to know. Like, why are you in this movie? You're here to see a cool chase scene, and you get that almost immediately. It does a little preamble, but once the movie starts, it keeps going. And I really appreciated that, because one of the problems with the last few Terminator movies is it takes so long for anything to happen. You're bored before the movie starts. With this, like, you don't have enough time to feel anything. You just immediately, you're running with the movie. You're like, oh shit, the movie's running. Oh shit, I'm right beside it. Why are we running? Oh shit. And then it gives you a reason, like, why are you fucking running? This fucking crazy ass Terminator that's doing cool shit is already blowing things up and people are dying left and right.
Yeah, that was really original when I saw it in Terminator 2 in 1990, before I was born, obviously, when I saw that. But I think that the way that I've been describing this movie is this is the Force Awakens of Terminator movies.
I've been saying that all over the place.
It takes the entire franchise, blends it, puts it through a filter, and throws in a bunch of references. And what we get is a decent reboot that maybe is just like too much of a studio stamp on it, at least for me.
And okay, we'll move on. Max, what do you think about this? Give us a quick few glimpses of your thoughts.
Dude, I absolutely hated this entire fucking movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh. It was like, yeah, every single bit of action to me was boring. Every actor was terrible except for Grace was like the only saving grace, I guess. I liked Grace's character a lot. Everybody else was horrible, especially Danny, especially Linda Hamilton or whatever her name is.
Man. You put some respect on Linda
Hamilton.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, buddy, man.
She was horrible. She was just like an angry grandma.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
Arnold wasn't even good in this movie.
I can't go that far, but the thing is Linda Hamilton gave an Oscar-winning performance in 1990 in Terminator 2, and she was trying to recapture that magic in this movie, and there are glimpses of it, especially because the movie literally opens with one of her best performances ever, showing, like, her interview of when Judgment Day is going to happen. And when they actually have her, like, doing some new stuff on screen, it's like, okay, you haven't been taking acting classes, have you? Like, I can tell.
The thing is, they're making her the grizzled kind of old war veteran, and I kind of really appreciate that. But, Daniel, what do you think? Like, again, what are your thoughts?
Okay, well, for me, personally, does anybody else get, like, some Fury Road vibes from this, where it's, like, starts from an action scene, is a big old chase throughout the entire movie, the only difference being they do not turn around?
Absolutely not.
Not really. Like, I kind of get what
just
you mean.
Just take all the art direction from Fury Road. Also take all the art direction out of it. And I feel like you get a lot of strong women, and, I'm just going to break it down to you guys. I'm going to break it down like this. A Terminator movie needs three things. It needs charismatic characters.
Sure.
It needs great action scenes.
Sure.
And it needs a film-changing technology that will awe you to forget any, like, of the bad dialogue.
And that is not what a Terminator movie needs. Go ahead.
Okay, you could describe a John Wick movie with that exact same premise. Like,
no.
Hold on.
Film-changing technology is a staple of a good Terminator movie.
No, it is not.
There's only two.
Exactly.
That's not a staple. That's just a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence.
There was only two good Terminator movies, so it was a coincidence.
Okay, it was the running
your
theme.
Your argument is standing on a two.
Okay,
it's not a running theme. It's only a running theme if you have a third one that does that.
Let him finish his shanty of a point. Okay, go ahead.
What I was going to say was, personally, I think this movie is very, very appropriately a fifth movie of a franchise. It repeats a lot of the things that the franchise has done at this point. And I will say, I enjoyed Linda Hamilton. I enjoyed Arnold Schwarzenegger. I enjoyed seeing my people on the big screen. They didn't do shit, but I enjoyed seeing them.
What are you talking about? The main villain.
Also, maybe I'm just biased. Maybe I just wanted to see a scene of a bunch of Border Patrol people get slain. I don't know.
They did.
Yeah,
that
was
awesome. Hey, during that scene, did anyone else, maybe it's because I've been playing this game recently because it was spooky season, a bit of a sidetrack, but did anyone get Dead Space 2 vibes from, like, the design of his, like, spikes on his arms and, like, the way that he was
like,
jumping on top of the fences and stuff, and I don't know.
You might as well say prototype at that point.
This is a prototype movie. Like, this is a prototype movie. Because he's doing the same shit that guy is. But now that we got our first thoughts out of the way, as far as I felt about the movie is, I was saying this in every, from the trailers on Breakfast Pub to just random recordings to tag to every single thing I'm part of, I fucking hate the Terminator franchise. I think T1 and T2 are great movies. T2 is a monumental movie. And then there's three shitty fucking sequels. I don't think Genesis is the worst, but fuck this series sometimes.
Genesis is one of those movies that is, it goes on the list of the worst movies ever made because it's like,
no,
it's like
not.
That.
You've not seen enough bad movies.
I've seen more movies than you, Alan. And it,
I doubt that.
The thing is it's like that Hitchcock remake where it's totally fucking pointless because you're literally regurgitating something that has already been done even better. Like, it's not an original idea. Like, even when this movie starts, like, I thought that the very beginning was the best part, but when the movie starts, man, and the Terminator is coming from the future, and there's someone with a crazy haircut with piercings on their face, I was like, okay, here we fucking go again. This is how you start a Terminator movie. Are you going to beat up the punks again? Thankfully, it was, like, a slight twist on that, but even then, like I was saying before, like, with the Force Awakens thing, taking the familiar and redoing it ever so slightly different. Like, they totally do without saying it. I need your boots, your clothes, and your motorcycle.
Well, yeah. And that's actually one of something I like about, because one of my issues with Terminator franchise is every single Terminator movie contradicts the last Terminator movie. It whatever the fuck happened, it just, like, think about it.
It's allowed to do that. It's a time travel movie.
Nick
told you this on the chat attack a million times. I've heard it.
And he's wrong. He's wrong there, and he's wrong now.
No, it makes sense, but because this is technically a reboot. It's just not, because it's still moving forward on the timeline.
They're
literally
ignoring the last five movies.
Look, anything that keeps Christian Bale from happening in the Terminator series.
No, you're correct. One of the things that, again, well, my original point was that every single Terminator movie contradicts the last Terminator movie. And with this, they're like, you know what? Let's just kind of wipe the slate clean. And that's what this franchise really needed. So when I'm walking in, my arms are crossed, because I'm like, I'm almost ready to hate this, because I don't think that they could ever make a good Terminator movie. But again, like I said, as soon as the movie starts and the action starts going, I'm like, I'm with this. Like, immediately. It gives me every single thing that I want. And a lot of people that have conversations with me about certain ways action is shot, I always point out, it's like, hey, choreography, that's one of my favorite fucking words. There is a choreographed fight scene at the very beginning. I'm not going to say it's the best one this year, because John Wick came out this fucking year, but it was really, really well done.
And then you say that scene was well done, and I think that scene was mediocre. I think that it's not that well, it's not inspired in any sort of way. Okay. It just felt generic.
It's inspired in a different way, because every single person in this movie that fights has a different fight style. The evil Terminator, he's basically running at everyone like a monster, like a bull, like what Venom should have been if he was actually a villain. You have Graves' character, who's basically doing the acrobatics and the flips and all that stuff. Then you have all the other characters that have their own unique fight styles. This is really, like, they do a lot of interesting stuff with the fight choreography over the course of this movie.
It sounds like you were seeing a lot more than was actually there, because,
what are you talking about? Everyone fights in a different unique style.
It's not just Alan. I will add to this that this movie does add something to the franchise that it doesn't really have before. Terminator movies have a lot of great action sequences and a lot of great action scenes, but fight scenes in Terminator movies have never been good ever.
Yeah, they there's a difference for people that are wondering what we're talking about. A fight scene is two people punching and using various forms of martial arts to fight each other. An action scene is something exploding or someone being in a car chase. Like, so basically, it doesn't necessarily involve the actors, but it involves more of the environment. So, like in T2, when he's basically running away from the helicopter, that's an action scene. When Ip Man is fighting 10 people in a black belt, that's a fight scene. And this movie has some.
Thank you, Captain Fucking Obvious.
That's not a really clear distinction.
It's very obvious, but
it's not. But I'm trying to make sure for people that aren't as fluent in these kinds of action movies to understand what we're talking about. But yeah, this does add a lot to it, and it makes it in an interesting sense, because this movie does have peaks and valleys like any other movie. But when it actually goes into its valleys, like when it takes a break, I thought this was going to be like Die Hard 5, because Die Hard 5 starts off with a really badly edited fucking action. Car chase, and it is awful. And then it takes a break for 45 fucking minutes. And it's the most boring part of the fucking movie right in the middle. This, when it takes its breaks, it makes sense. The characters need to rest. They actually write it into the dialogue. They give enough flashbacks to what's actually going on. And again, The Force Awakens is a really good metaphor for this, because it's taking what we know, it's doing enough of a twist so that it can actually eventually build on. And
can we slow down a bit? Because you ran past, like, diving into the first action scene, I think you skip the best parts of this movie. The best parts are the very, very opening of the movie. It's an actually well-constructed shot where before the commentary starts, and it's actually like some good cinematography, and it goes into the classic Terminator shit you want, which is a bunch of robots walking up on a beach and then
in Normandy,
and then nuking a child. It's like, fuck yes, this is that shit I want. But even that, like, that's my biggest gripe with this movie, is it feels like it was dipped in fucking bleach. It feels sanitized to a point where it's like, this, everything looked like it was on a set. But just to say the one other amazing thing is, where they connect this to Terminator 2, that was the highlight of the movie for me. It was like they should have really just called this movie Terminator. Hey, let me get you a fancy cocktail and let's sit on the beach.
No. This movie is called Terminator 3. Just like how the new Halloween didn't have the balls to be called Halloween 2, I'm calling this movie Terminator 3.
Well, no, that already exists, so you're wrong.
No, it doesn't. Not anymore. Hey, if we can have three movies called Halloween, we can have two movies called Terminator 3.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can. But Max, you haven't said, what do you think? Again, it seems like action is, because it seems like action is basically what we're going to boil this review down to. You seem to be the only one that actually doesn't like it. So what about the action scenes didn't you like?
Yeah, it was just, it started off with that car chase, which I just thought was like the most boring thing on the planet. I am so fucking sick of car chases with trucks chasing people in every single movie. But, like, I didn't think any of the fight scenes in the entire movie were entertaining at all. Just, like, even not, like, not comparing this to any other Terminator movies, just, like, as a movie, like, by itself, I thought it was just, like, very not good, like, below mediocre.
Like, I agree with you to a certain degree, but I think that what elevates some of the fight scenes in this movie is where they insert those nice moments of establishing how good this new Terminator is. Because at first when I saw the new design of the Terminator, I was like, get this fucking back of the head missing stupid ass robot the fuck away from me. But I really started to like it once I saw it. And there's certain moments, like for example, very early on in the movie, they're in like a car factory and they're fighting and she's swinging around the sledgehammer, one of my favorite parts. And she hits him in the head with it. And it shows that like the nanobites or whatever the fuck that technology.
Nanobots.
Yeah. They stop the sledgehammer head from going through his head. Like there's things that they show that are clear, and it's not even that the camera's shaking, but it's like the camera doesn't show a lot of cool stuff, at least in certain parts of the movie. And I do agree with you. I'm fucking sick and tired of big old trucks in Terminator movies.
I'm sorry, I'm not. Like, I love Terminator. Like, I don't think Terminator 3 is a good movie, but my favorite sequence in there is the crane chase. Because, like, when you have the big dump truck, because I like that in Casino Royale. This actually reminds, that dump truck scene reminds me of the one in Casino Royale, right down to the fucking exact same placement of the gunshots versus the steel pipes. It's almost identical.
Side note, we keep saying dump truck. I think it was like a plow truck. Is that what it was? Like, it had
a big ass truck.
It was a big ass vehicle. Truck
with, yeah, it was had some kind of plow on the front of it. It might have been just a dump truck with a plow
on the front.
It was
probably a dump truck. Yeah.
So we'll call that
the Mr.
Plow scene.
Look, it had a big ass truck. You're not. If you miss it, then oh my god.
But yeah, I think the only part of any of the fight scenes I thought was cool was in that that truck chase when she was like javelining those like steel beams
at
the other dude.
That was dope.
That was the only part I actually thought was cool, and I was kind of hoping the rest of the movie was going to do something cool. And like in that car factory in the beginning when he like kind of stands up backwards, I was like, "Oh shit, this Terminator guy might actually be kind of menacing." And then after the rest of the movie, I feel like he was, like, too powerful. We're just like, shit, this guy's just going to... I mean, that's what a Terminator's supposed to be. But it just didn't seem like there was anything interesting they could do to hurt him at all.
Well, that's the thing. They were doing, like... It's one of those situations whenever you're fighting a Terminator is conventional weapons can only slow it down. So it's usually a chase to get to whatever you need to actually stop him. And one of the things, as like at least with the good Terminator movies, is just interesting ways to actually kill something. And they managed to actually do something really interesting as far as what they're doing here. And they have multiple different, like, they have multiple different ways to stop him that all seem reasonable. And I really did enjoy that.
Yeah, that part, though, that you mentioned with the steel beams, I mean, I really liked that when I saw it in Terminator 2, because that was another one of those Force Awakened type moments that they sprinkled in there. But one of the most effective moments of filmmaking was when the music really shifts after, like, he's pinned in there and you see his, like, nanobot technology going over the beams and, like, him, you seeing that it's like, you don't just get one Terminator here, you see? You get two for the price of one.
It reminds me of the ghosts from Matrix 2 done right.
Yeah, I can see that.
that's what that reminded me of, that sequence, yeah. But
I was so fucking confused. I was like, why is this Terminator splitting in half? It took me, like, half the movie to figure out what he was doing.
Because
I was like, why the fuck is this dude able to split? And then I finally realized it was like he was his metallic exterior was splitting from his skeleton.
Yeah, it gave him his powers. You have the essentially a, I want to say almost a regular Terminator, but
it's like
then
an
you
anime
the,
character.
You essentially have a like a regular Terminator and then the liquid Terminator that are a hybrid. That's essentially what he is. That's not a spoiler. If you can see the trailer, that's what it is. But at the end of it, I think that now that we've gone through a lot of this review and talked about a lot of what we liked or we didn't like, something we do have to talk about is this is T2. No questions about it. This is T2. Yeah. This has almost identical shots, identical action scenes, identical pacing of the movie, right down to the valleys are in the same places and the same kind of car chases. And if that bothers you, you're not going to like the movie. But it didn't bother me because I think T2 is a good movie, and anything that's similar to it, it's still going to be just as good. And this is, to me, a good movie.
T2
has a bad climax.
Terminator, you shut the fuck up. Terminator 2.
Lava pit
it,
out of nowhere.
Shut
Lava
up.
Pit out of nowhere.
I don't fucking care. Terminator 2 is not just good. It is one of the best, the greatest action movies ever made. And a
I
lot
now
of
know
movies...
why you cry.
Okay. I cry because you interrupt me. But besides that, it's this is pulling from one of the best movies ever because it's in its franchise and it makes sense. And I think what makes this not nearly as good as that movie, especially, is watch that movie. And it holds up because of the look of it. Things look fucking real. They look grounded. In this, everything looks like it's polished to a fucking 9, and it looks like it was just made in a factory. And a lot
of
these
characters...
Yeah,
it was. It's called the movie studio. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not a bad
thing. It looks flat. It looks like the Deadpool movie. And it makes sense because it's from the same director. That works for Deadpool because Deadpool's a parody. And it looks like he's like, oh, I'm in big Hollywood.
I think you're drawing straws here trying to find justifications.
Absolutely not.
This is a movie that, yes, does it look polished, but doesn't necessarily take away from it because it's basically using modern technology in its own way. Like
it's trying so hard to look quote unquote real that it goes full circle and it starts to look fake.
I don't know, man. I think
informing you. Like there's
you're not informing. You're giving an opinion.
When they go into the past and when they go into the future and like you see grime on their face and stuff and like you see their hair, it's like your hair looks like it has different grime in it than the grime on your face. Like it doesn't look fully connected. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I was gonna say especially Danny when you see her in other scenes. And she's supposed to be, she is totally miscast for this entire role. Like, she looks completely out of place. She looks really idiotic in a lot of scenes.
Well, again, she's supposed to be. She's supposed to be this young, like, what the fuck is going on type of thing. Like, I'm not saying I don't have problems with Danny. I have a couple problems with Danny. I have a couple problems with a lot of people, but it's mostly just nitpicks. But everyone does bring as much of their A-game as they can to make this work. And this is probably the first Terminator since T2 that I felt like people gave a fuck. That's why I'm not just sitting there and try to it looks too clean, looks too this. I'm like, this is the first time I feel like in the series they cared. Because I don't think they gave a fucking Salvation. Like, let's just make it fucking all the same goddamn color. Genesis, fuck it. Let's just do all these bullshit timelines because time travel. And
let's bring Arnold back and de-age Arnold a couple times in Genesis.
I think Salvation looks better than this movie. To a degree.
Fuck you.
But I'm just saying because of the way that this movie is designed, like on paper this movie was a lot better than it turned out. Because
if only Salvation had better fight scenes.
I'm not going to be in a review where people think Salvation is a good movie.
God damn it, why are you triggering Alan like that? Like you got to wait for the right moment, dude.
Triggering him.
I think we definitely got through a lot of this movie and talked about what we did enjoy it and didn't enjoy it, which, again, a Terminator movie, action is going to be a huge part of it, because I think for the most part we all felt that at least I know Max didn't, but at least the actors gave what the scenes needed at the time, and that's what I really enjoyed is everyone bounced off each other. At least I personally felt very, very well. I don't think there's really any dialogue that I would have cut or changed. I'm like, you know what, this is fine. Everything works the way it needs to work.
Yeah, especially when Sarah Connor said, "I'll be back." Like, oh my god, that was brilliant dialogue.
Hey, I've seen way worse.
That was a second.
I've seen. She only says it once.
She meant it. She was going to be back.
I did everything that Grace did I thought was good and well acted. She was the only person I really liked in the movie, but she was great.
She was really good. She was in Blade Runner 2049. I liked her then, so I'm like, she's really doing a lot of good stuff.
She was good, but one of the main points I was making before about the whole look of the movie is she is one of the
guiltiest people of it, is like she just looks very fake and plastic to me in a lot of scenes, and not in the way that it's supposed to.
Yeah,
like
I get it. She's to that because that's a spoiler, but yeah.
They say it in the trailer. Like
I said what I said.
Okay, but my fucking point still stands that the designs of things and, like, costumes and stuff combined with the lighting in this makes it look really flat, especially in the characters. And some of the writing could have been way fucking better. A lot of the writing was not as funny as the movie thinks. The only character that could really work with their dialogue because they know the character so well is Arnold. When he comes in... Oh, is that a spoiler, Ellen? Because that comes in the third act. Only when
well,
he
if you
comes
keep talking,
in,
you might get there.
Only when he comes in do they really bring some heart to the movie. And there's moments where, like, when you were talking about the car chase action scene, there are moments where it's like, was there supposed to be a joke here? Because there are moments of levity that are really dark, and then there's other moments where they could have had something put there, but they don't. Like, in between the car chase, like, cars getting in between the two Terminators. Like, you can see, like, maybe they could have shown someone's reaction there, and they could have said a funny line of dialogue that could have really fit.
Nah,
because this movie takes itself.
Probably,
not necessarily.
The amount of
because
comedy was there, but...
there's a lot of...
Going, what's up?
Go ahead, Alan, you're
yeah,
mentoring.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't we leave that into your final thoughts as we try to end the review.
Me?
Yes, you can start with the final thoughts, please.
So, I think that the biggest surprise of this movie is that it doesn't suck, because it should have. I think that the action is okay. I think the biggest downfall of this movie is just the way it looks. It's overproduced to a point where it looks like just so plastic. It doesn't, a good movie will make you really forget, like, that you're even watching a movie. This definitely has that, like, welcome to our theme park, walk on in, doesn't that look so cool? You can touch it. Dialogue is mediocre to, passable. Acting is also just passable, I'd say. Sarah Connor, like, your time has passed. I hope you get to go to the Academy Awards just to get a front seat, but that's all you're going to get. Tim Miller, impress me, because next time you do this, I'm going to say it sucks. I give this 7 duns out of 10. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Anyway, I'll let Daniel, what are your final thoughts on this?
Well, all I will say is the writing on this movie is probably the same as T2. And the action, while it may not match it, the fight scenes do save it in that regard. I gotta admit, this movie helped remind me that Arnold Schwarzenegger is a charismatic actor. Even when he's not saying much, just his actual presence adds something to a scene. I enjoyed Hamilton in this. I think she held her own just fine. And as far as the main girl goes, she's a small little person, and it's kind of weird seeing her. Well, she's mostly in peril, so it fits. It's just what later happens in the movie that you're gonna maybe a tough pill to swallow. But aside from that, I gotta say I think this movie is not a bad time in the theater. If you're gonna watch something, it could just be this. This is a good matinee watch. I'm going to give this movie 7 out of 10 explosions.
Nice. And Max, well, what are your final thoughts on this?
Yeah, like I said in the beginning, I just thought almost every single character was badly acted. I thought the plot was really fucking stupid. I walked out of the movie and I was like, that was a stupid movie. Just like plain and simple. I really liked Grace, and I rewatched T1 and T2 right before this, like in a row, and both of those movies are still fantastic. I still love T1. That movie is still awesome too, but Arnold is always charismatic, as you guys said. I just didn't think what he did in this movie fit at all to what the character was supposed to do, and. I really don't think this is a good movie at all. I don't think it's worth seeing at all. So I'd give it like a 3 out of 10 Terminator 3s.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh.
A little bit. Cause,
and, well, yeah, because I mean, I'd watch like any Fast and the Furious or any Mission Impossible or anything over this movie anytime.
That last fucking Fast and the Furious movie, man, like, was that above a three? Because that looked like a one.
Hobbs and Shaw?
Even, any of them, dude.
Well, the Hobbs and Shaw doesn't count. That's not a real Fast and Furious.
But that is a bit harsh, but even to jump in, like, I was the biggest Terminator hater because I was just like, yeah, we've got 20 fucking years of bad Terminator movies, and I'm glad we finally, and I was thinking, like, there's no way they're going to fucking get it because they clearly don't understand how to make a Terminator movie because you can't really do a different one. You can just do the same shit over and over. So they decided, like, fuck it, we're just going to redo T2, and I was seeing the trailers, like, yeah, this is just T2 again, but it turns out it's like, hey, sometimes going on that same ride you rode as a kid is just as fun. They do enough different. They do not enough differences to make it different, but enough that I can at least see somebody gave a fuck. This is the first time I've seen since T2 that somebody actually gave a shit about this franchise, and I'm kind of glad to see that. Like, I hope that they do get a sequel, and I hope that it's not just we're just gonna do T3 or some stupid shit. Like, go. Let's see where else you can go, because now you have enough. You have enough room now that people that if you have one good product, the next one people will be more likely to see it because you're like, hey, the last one didn't suck. I walked out of this movie, like, clapping and fucking wanting to give this raving reviews because it gave me everything I wanted. I got some decent to good hand-to-hand choreographed fight scenes. I got some action scenes that I really enjoyed. And I got charismatic characters. I got cool dialogue. I got cool set pieces. And I got a lot of interesting stuff that I want to see more of it. So to me, this is easily an 8 out of 10 movie. But we go 8 out of 10. Holy shit, Hollywood doesn't know how medicine works. Out of 10. Fuck, I that fucking scene with the medicine in movies always makes me so mad because no one really gets how it works.
I thought we weren't spoiling things. It's pretty far into the movie. That's past the halfway mark.
It's like 15 minutes.
You need a prescription for this. Guys, go back in time to stop the spoiler, guys.
I've done that with Justin before. That motherfucker spoiled everything.
All right, Alan, is this review da-dun-dun-da-dun?
Oh, it fucking is now.